Varying the angle, pressure, and point of contact, distinct edges of an object meet or are drawn across an uncut empty piece of vinyl, revolving on a platter at a determined constant rate. The result is the capacity for the physical generation of frequencies and compositional structures most contemporarily arrived at by way of less immediate means. During the live 4-hour EO gallery performance, 11 distinct objects were used individually and in pairs. The objects included 2 11.5-centimeter alloy metal coils, 1 plastic fork, 1 alloy metal and plastic wheel with diameter of 5 centimeters, 2 22.5-centimeter alloy metal spikes, 1 15.5-centimeter alloy metal spike, 1 21-centimeter copper cylinder, closed at one end resembling something of a test tube, 1 2.5-centimeter copper cylinder, open at both ends, 1 10.3-centimeter plate, tipped with 24 edges, each resembling in shape a fountain pen stylus, 1 medium-soft brush for applying adhesives, with bristles measuring 2 centimeters, 1 25-centimeter whisk, 1 40-centimeter aluminum rod tipped with 10 centimeters of wire bristles. This recording to be presented by Kunst Radio involves 5 of the 11 objects. The coils, the fork, the wheel, the brush, and the metal plate. The latter 3, the wheel, the brush, and the plate, constitute the majority of the work, and each is found most often registering within but not restricted to a specific frequency range. The highest frequencies within this recording are generated by angling of the metal plate. This was written by Siviu Cliu, which documents his approach to our work. Josh Rushell submitted the following work explaining his involvement in the project. The sounds were created by feeding the headphone out of a mixer board to the first channel input. These were then sampled and played and processed, modifying various parameters, duration, volume, cutoff points, and etc. in real time. Additionally, another input contained audio coming from a record player, which was sampled through various devices. During the EO event, I experimented with the physical aspects of the records, cutting them in half, taping them back together and backwards. I wanted to work such that my sounds never drove the composition, but more just bolstered it by framing with some synthetic sounding textures. The rich organic sounds created by Siviu Cliu and Ilya Monosov. By working in this way, I was hoping to allow the audience to perceive their organic sounds as fully crafted sound environments, and not just simply, quote, the sounds of a wheel and motor, end quote. I further hope that this method would allow the listeners to dissociate the sounds from the physical objects, and to more easily be immersed in the sounds as sound. In some cases, I was trying to make my sounds so that they hang in the background. By this, I wanted to dissuade the listeners from perceiving the quietness of moments in the performance as inactive, and to accentuate the silence and dynamic in something that should be actively listened to. Those were both texts written by my two collaborators. In this performance, I worked with a violin bow, a metal cymbal, and a string. I used a transcriber turntable to generate some sounds, and I used the other objects to basically create situations within the sound that's usually drawn from how I compose. And if I'm working within a situation, everything sort of contributes to it. I don't know how else to explain it, and that I guess you can't retract it, and it just builds and builds, but really doesn't turn into anything beautiful. It's just it's just what it is. I like to work in that way. It's something that doesn't have any kind of masturbatory gestures, or in my mind isn't connected to the avant-garde or necessarily, you know, abstract improvisation. It's just, it's what it is. It's a process. I just used what I had to basically create what you will be hearing. If you're interested in finding more about my work, I have a new record on Elevator Bath Records. You can also find out more about my work through www.frogpeak.org. You can email them, and they have a new book of mine called Selected and Bound. I really like that one. And another way is just to simply contact me via email, ould@earthlink.net. Let's see. The following excerpt is the final text, which was actually written by Tim Yeager, and it serves as a formal introduction to this project, which he wrote. He organized the event initially in Los Angeles. So, Kunz Radio broadcast January 2203. EO Sound Number 1 is a Kunz Radio broadcast by artists Tim Yeager, Sivu Kliu, Ilya Monosov, and Josh Russell. The theme is based upon a performance of the same name originating from the Electronic Orphanage in Chinatown, Los Angeles, California. The original four-hour performance involved three artists working from a concept that Tim devised, by which was in spirit of collaboration taken in a completely different direction. The original concept revolved around the gift economy and artistic potlatch. EO Sound Number 1 performance was designed to highlight how surplus goods can be used creatively in an economy where there exist disparities between supply and demand. Rather than actually playing and mixing the records, however, the artists physically modified them, destroyed them, used them as materials against which to play objects, or didn't even play them at all. Kunz Radio broadcast EO Sound Number 1 is a broadcast involving artists Sivu Kliu, Ilya Monosov, and Josh Russell handling, playing, and manipulating record players, records, and objects. Their 22-minute piece is preceded by a 15-minute digital handling of bargain bin material by Tim Yeager. For more information about Sivu Kliu, contact CKKLIU@IGC.org. To access Josh Russell, you can go to www.lowercasesound.com. And if you have anything to say to me, again, you could just email me at ould@earthlink.net. Thanks to Kunz Radio, Tim Yeager, and most of all my collaborators, Josh Russell and Sivu Kliu.